Till this moment, many today have failed to understand the teaching of Easter. Many fail to perceive the reality of this central feast of Christianity. How many Australians think that yesterday was Easter Saturday? Well, it wasn't. It's called Holy Saturday. People allot the word Easter Saturday to it because it's the Easter weekend, but that's a liturgical error. We have this week, beginning with the resurrection of the Lord, a whole week of Easter. Easter Monday, Easter Tuesday, Easter Wednesday, Easter Thursday, Easter Friday, and then next Saturday is called Easter Saturday. So you might like to inform some people, they just don't understand. As the apostles found it difficult to understand the reality of resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Latin, for he has truly risen, alleluia. The word alleluia is the most spoken word at Easter. It's a Hebrew word. You're speaking the language of Jesus. Praise be to God, Yahweh. Praise be to the Lord, because he has risen. It's his feast day. He has died and come back to life. And St. Thomas Aquinas says that has three ramifications for us. Three points we need to take home from today to understand what happened then. The first is that Christ rose by his own power. During his life, in his 3 years of ministry, he brought back to life three people who had died. But he brought them back. They didn't bring themselves back. Our Lord said, I will lay down my life, I will surrender it. They won't just kill me, I'll let them take my life. But then, on the third day, I will rise again. I will take up my life with my own power to prove I am God and man. They can take away my humanity by nailing me to a cross, but they cannot take away my divinity, which is mine. So he brought himself back to life by his own power, being man and God. The second point, his resurrection was unlike anybody else's. Why? Because he came out of the tomb by himself? No, because he came back with a risen body, a resurrected body. People who are brought back to life come back in the same body. How depressing. You've just gone like, died, and you've come back and you get the same body? That's not very special, is it? Having gone through the horror of death, the widow's son, the little girl, and Lazarus were resurrected by Christ, but they came back with the same toenails, eyes, ears. Nothing was special about their bodies when their soul returned. But that was not the case with Christ. He has then and now a risen body, a resurrected body, which has properties which our bodies do not. There are four properties. I'm not going to go into the properties of a resurrected body now. It's a bit lengthy, but simply put, his body was controlled now by his soul. He could be where he wanted at whim, change his features. He could pass through matter because now the spirit dominated over the material corpus. And also the body gave off a light, and hence our Easter candle, a symbol of Christ, blessed us last night at the vigil. He would give off light in his own body. It was almost like luminous. And that had a glow and a beauty unique to him. No one else has a resurrected body, because we all have to await that time. And that brings us to the third point. Our Lord rose by his own power. He rose in a glorious body, and he rose for us. He rose for us so that we would one day, somehow, after death, at the end of time, receive our bodies back. And not the body in the grave that's become dust, but a glorious body. And therefore, your aches and pains will go away. We mightn't recognise each other. Some of us will have hair again. We'll slim down. If you've got one leg, you'll get two back. If you've had problems with this or that, or cancer or some ailment, gone. Gone forever. A And that is a tremendous hope. You carry your burden, your body, perhaps it's been from birth crippled for 20, 60, 80, perhaps max 100 years. But guess what? For those who are faithful to the Lord and die in His grace, one day, somehow, somewhere, they will have a glorious, perfect body that will be theirs for all eternity. Not for 30 years, not for 300 years, not for 3 million years, not for 3 billion years, but forever and ever and ever. That's a tremendous joy to the soul, isn't it? To think, in spite of everything that burdens me now in my body, one day, somehow, Christ will bring it back in a splendid, glorious manner, as is His own in heaven. And that's why we rejoice today, because Christ has gone before us. He has conquered death. We have not. We shall pass through that door one day, and on the other side, see Him as He is. And all of this will then make sense. Meanwhile, do you understand? Will you believe? Will you trust in God? I think so. Otherwise, you would not be here today. So we rejoice on this day and we say the Alleluia word as often as possible as a reminder to us of these three great points of the resurrection. Christ has risen by His power. He's come back with a glorious body. And lastly, promise us, who are faithful, that one day, somewhere, we too shall be like Him. Praise be Jesus Christ.